While Gordon Lightfoot left an indelible mark on the Canadian music scene, he also left a strong impression with some local residents. Here are two stories from readers recalling their brushes with the local legend in addition to a poem from a local resident. The first reflection is from Dean Nichols. There are probably few left today that will remember Gordon Lightfoot as my wife Elaine and I do, even though my wife is distantly related to the Lightfoot family. Many people have been laying flowers and cards at the Lightfoot bust outside the Orillia Opera House. Greg McGrath Gowdy, Orillia Matters. In the mid-1950s, Gordon Lightfoot and Terry Whalen played and sang as a duo named the Two Tones at Mel Levine's Dance Hall in Honey Harbor. Both Elaine and I worked those summers in Honey Harbor, Elaine at the Delawana and me at the National Park on Beausoleil Island. On Friday and Saturday nights, the Two Tones played along with the Levine Band, called the Blue Water Boys. But on some Saturdays, the Two Tones played alone as Levine and his band played on Barry's CKVR-TV or at other functions. No matter who played, we could always dance up a storm. One evening we asked Mel if he would play Goji Grant's popular number The Wayward Wind. At that time the song was number one on the hit parade. It was a nice, easy slow number and you could dance closer to your partner. Mel said he didn't know the piece and that they had enough wind around Honey Harbor to last a lifetime, so we did more square dances to the Blue Water Boys. Having heard our conversation, the next weekend the Two Tones played Wayward Wind and Mel's band learned to play along. Long ago, but very fond memories, that have lasted a lifetime. The following is from Diane Leblevich. Growing up on the beaches of Ossossane and Balm Beach have so many special memories and tales to be told. In the late 60s and early 70s as we walked to Balm Beach for an ice cream we saw a large white house at 82 Tiny Beaches Road South. We always thought that there were great parties going on and used to call it the Sin Bin. There was a white limousine out front and all the lights were on. Gordon Lightfoot spent many years at this house that was owned by his lawyer at the time, Alan Stewart. In 1981, my husband Nick and I approached realtor Art Rideout as this property was for sale. We bought it from Alan Stewart and in looking at the mortgages on it saw that Gordon Lightfoot had the first mortgage at 9% when mortgages were over 20% in 1981. We were excited to have made this purchase and proceeded to have so many wonderful experiences as my family was five generations in the area. After 2002, my husband Nick would see Gordon working out at the Cambridge Club in Toronto since their lockers were near one another. Nick let Gordon know that we had bought the place that he had spent many years enjoying. They would chat about what we were doing and what changes we were going to be making to this property. Nick and I always believed that he had written his song Christian Island while he was there. We will always remember his amazing talents and songs that our home today symbolizes for us. May you rest in peace, Gordon Lightfoot. Thank you. The following poem was written by Coldwater resident Justina Goldberg. You fill my heart with beautiful songs. My soul seeks your eyes that shimmers and your smile in the night. When I heard your voice, my heart was filled with awesome splendor. It's like I know you from the start. When you pluck the strings, came the sound like a river flowing down to the sea. With vitality, power, grace, in a healthy way. You attract people from all walks of life, all came all the way looking for you, with poise and charisma. It was madness. Early morning rain, the best of songs composed, lovely, fascinating. I think about autumn, nothing stays forever. What time remains? I just simply love today. Just savor what we have before it's gone. Leave it to the Almighty. Rest in peace, Gordon Lightfoot. The following poem was written by Jackie McClure of Devon, Alberta. How do you write a poem? About an inspirational poet. Who has so touched our lives? A bard who's been sharing his music for years, bringing us happiness and, sometimes, tears. A minstrel influencing our every way, with words for our souls that fill our simple days. He has been close to our hearts, our joy, our very chinking. A raconteur stimulating our thinking, awakening our minds, while spinning his yarns, filling our being with stories and charm. An extraordinary life so part of ours. He gave us insight into his world that few of us have, or can put into words. Quietly forceful, steady and hopeful. He spelled out our own thoughts, whether we saw it or not. He was taken from us this day, but his legacy forever will stay.